Why other barriers do not fall? Now, to start with, we shared different types of barriers, and we did mention self-imposed. We also mentioned the barrier of sin. So, now we have the barrier of sin. We have the barrier of people. Remember the barrier of people? The enemy can raise up people who can block you from becoming what God wants you to become. So we have the barrier of people. We have the other barrier known as this barrier of stagnation. We spoke of that again. And I'm just reminding you what I've been sharing all this while. So we have the barrier of stagnation. When the enemy gives you stagnation, he puts you on the same position. What have I said? He puts you what? We have also demonic barriers. Demons can attack your finances, can attack your family, your children. There are demonic barriers out there. And when they attack you, we saw the scripture, how a man in the Bible was supposed to be a man of God. But the Bible says he was attacked by a spirit, not one, but a legion. 5,000 demons plus more attacked the man, and the man became useless. The man began to behave like a madman. Jesus had to sell purposely for him. When Jesus went on the other side, he delivered him. When the man was delivered, the Bible says he began to move country to country, preaching the good news, telling everyone about Jesus Christ. So we have all these things going on. Until you break the system. So the demonic system that can be put over your life has to be handled. Otherwise, you will remain who you are. So the question is, after we pray, after we fast, but why would other barriers still remain there? What could be the cause that would make other barriers to still stand there? Now, we want to look at it quickly. Number one, ignorance. Somebody say ignorance. Ignorance. Now, this ignorance is the ignorance of what faith is. And I want you to hear this. Most people, what they think it is faith, it is hope. Say, Wait a minute. Do you know there are people right now who are not in church, but they're actually hoping that there's a project they're waiting for, and they're waiting for it that one day to happen. Do you know that? And they don't speak in tongues, and they're not in church, and they have no prophet. And you too, you're also believing in the same manner that one day a project will happen, that you're adding in the name of Jesus. That is not faith. And we have a lot of people who think that their faith is a faith, but it's not faith, it is hope. So what is faith? Because faith is not believing that a miracle will happen. Faith is not in believing that a breakthrough will happen this week. That is hope. The difference is, hope believes that something will happen. Well, faith believes only the word of God. You didn't hear me. So if I read a scripture, it tells me that I can be healed. Or if I hear Jesus, I am in the days of Jesus, and he's preaching there, then the Bible said, and they believed and they were healed. Because there was a word that was spoken. So they believed the word. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Now, this difference. So we have people right now who say, I'm believing one day a miracle is going to happen. A miracle is going to happen. Listen, that is hope. The way you are believing, there are people out there who are believing in the same manner. Faith believes on a word. Hope hopes on a miracle. Hopes on something, it will happen. While faith believes the word. Now let's go to Jonah 2 verse 11. In Jonah 2 verse 11, the scripture say, the Lord gives voice before his army. Wait a minute, I want you to read again with me. One, three, go. The Lord, let's start again. The Lord gives
voice.
Our emphasis is what?
Voice.
Exactly. So the Lord gives voice before his army. Who are his army? Say, we are his army. Come on, shout louder. We are his army. Now the Bible said the Lord gives voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Strong is the one who executes his word. What does it mean? Strong is the one who makes his way to come to pass. And who is this one? God. So God is very strong. He makes his word to happen. Do you understand that? How does he do it? He gives the voice to his army, to us. So there must be a voice, we must hear it. Whether it is the voice from the Bible, whether it is a voice from a prophet, but there must be a voice. Now when we hear that voice, when we believe that voice, it is a faith. So when we hear, when we believe that word, the Bible says strong is the one who executes, who makes sure that the word you are believing, the word you have, the voice you heard has taken place. Wait a minute, come on, look at your neighbor, say, is it getting into your spirit? No, I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. What are they saying? Now, in the scripture, in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hearing what?
The
word of God. Faith comes by what?
Hearing
what?
The word of God.
It does not come by hoping a miracle. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I'm believing God a miracle will happen. I'm believing God something great is going to take place. I am believing. I'm praying about it. I'm believing. It's not believing. It is hope. But if you say, the Lord said this, and I'm believing this word, that is a faith. Because you cannot believe what you never heard. How will they believe if they did not hear? The scripture says that. How will they believe? Come on, tell your neighbor that. Do you have any word that you're actually acting upon? So you even give someone a prophecy, they'll hear the prophecy and they'll think it will just happen. Major One prophesied to me, I'm waiting for. No. When a word is given, it is given so you can be standing on that word. Nothing else. Your prayer. Come on, Rakatika Paradis. In John chapter 2, let's go to John chapter 2. Let's go to John chapter 2. Now, we're not going to read because it's a long story. But you hear a story of the wedding in Cana. Tell your neighbor, wedding in Cana. This moment, Jesus performed the first miracle. Do you know what happened with this miracle? Wait, so people, when they're entering, according to the Jewish tradition, you're following, right? If you are entering into the temple, what do? They wash what? Their feet and their hands. Do you understand? But because it's a public, so you have to put your feet like this on a basin. So the water falls in the what? In a basin. You hear? Let's start reading from verse 6. Let's just read it from verse 6. I want you to get something here that is very important. Now, there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews. That's what I'm telling you about. They washed their feet. Containing 20 or 30 gallons of apiece. So, this water, there are gallons there. People have washed their feet and their hands. Come on, tell your neighbor, are you hearing this? Was this water clean or dirty? Dirty. Now the mother of Jesus comes and he says, whatsoever he tells you, you say you don't have wine, Yeah, we don't have wine. Whatsoever he tells you, do it. Then they come to Jesus and said, please, we want a miracle of we have come short of wine. Jesus says, take this water. Which water?
Dirty water.
Water. Said, fill these jars with water. And take the water to the what? Master of ceremony. Wait a minute. Most people only talk about a miracle. He changed water to wine. No. You must talk about the level of faith of the catering company which was hired. It is the company that approached Jesus. I may have somebody with a company. Hear this. This man, the owner of the company, the owner of the company who was hired to provide food at this wedding ceremony, he brings and he's paid money, but the issue is the things he brought was not enough. And he's despondent. He is confused without knowing what to do. Then he goes to the mother of Jesus, and the mother just says, you know what? You are in big problem. Meet Jesus. Whatever he tells you. Now, your company has got a good reputation. You are being told, take the dirty water and give the master of ceremony. And he takes the water. Are you here, somebody? He takes the water. He gives the master of ceremony. The issue is, what was he acting upon? He was acting upon the way which Jesus spoke. It was not just water becoming wine. And this level of, it was ridiculous to be told to take dirty water and give the master of ceremony. And the man is bringing in a jar. This jar where people used to drink wine. He brings to the master of ceremony. What if questions could erupt? What if he drinks and discover it was dirty water? What would happen to the company of this guy? What would happen to the reputation of his company? The man had all these options to think, to say, this would be the end of my company. But despite all those battles in his mind, he believed the word. There was a word he believed. If I take this dirty water to the master of ceremony, something big is going to happen. As ridiculous as it is, as confusing as it is, but he has spoken a word. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody. Sit down. So the biggest problem we have, most of you think it's just to believe the word. No, there are some things that are so ridiculous. That's why prophetic ministry is ridiculous. Whatever we do, people say it's not in the gospel. Are you telling me what Jesus was doing was in the Bible? Do you think what Jesus was doing there was in the law? Now, get this. Hello. Now, tell your neighbor, are you believing God to this level? Because, listen to this. Because most of you, your faith is so contemporary. Very contemporary. You just believe God and you sit down and you pray and you're waiting, like, you know, when God is ready, he will do it. You even encourage each other, you know. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on the Lord. Which Lord are you waiting upon? We need a miracle. There is a wedding now. Are you telling me with your situation? How was your situation? Are you telling me you're waiting? You need a miracle now. What are you waiting for? Come on. Ooh, glory be to God. Like, seriously? You are in trouble. And then you are, I'm waiting. One day is one day. Something's going to happen. I'm not talking of one day. It's one day. I'm preaching a Jesus who performs miracles instantly. May it happen to you. Sit down. Now, so we have a situation. No. Where many people actually think they had faith when it was hope. Jesus meets this family and they say, we brought our son to your disciples and he is epileptic. With his epilepsy, the disciples, your disciples, tried to remove the demon of epilepsy, but they could not. Jesus said, "Hey, faithless generation." He said, "Until when shall I be with you?" He said, if you believe, the man said, "In fact, I believe. But help my unbelief." Can you imagine Jesus was not seeing faith? When a man actually brought a man to Jesus, to the disciples, there was no faith. Because the man was acting not on any word. There was no word that Jesus had spoken. When Jesus now said, "Bring the child here," that act of the word, we are doing this because there is a word of the master. I'm talking to somebody here. Faith comes by what? As I'm teaching, as I'm preaching, someone will begin to capture something through my teaching and begin to pray over it, believe over it, have faith over that word. As you read your Bible, there is a revelation you may get. You begin to act over it. You begin to believe over it. As I declare declarations, there is someone who can capture one declaration and begin to act over it, to believe over it. The Bible says he sends a voice to his army. Oh, you didn't hear me. He sends his what? A voice to his army. Great is the one who executes his word. There must be a voice. There must be something you act upon. If you are just believing like, oh, hallelujah, this year, this is my year. I'm getting, by December, hey, you will see. People were laughing at me. Hey, they will be embarrassed. God of Major One will do a miracle. My friend, it will reach December, not even anyone saying I love you. Because it is hope. There are people out there who are not in church. They're also saying the same. I promise you, there are people out there. They have no Jesus. They have no God, no Holy Spirit. They're also saying by December I'll get married. People who hate me, they will see. Our difference is we act on the word. Oh my God. When the Lord spoke that this is a year of worthy transfer, many people, as I'm talking to you now, their prayer does not even mention worthy transfer. It just mentions, "Lord, open my life. I pray for a breakthrough." That's why you miss it. Because you have to act on, the Bible says, he says a voice to his army. So there must be a voice to his army. When we spoke of the Jesus nation taking over, many people do not even pray over that word of the Jesus nation and that they are taking over. They stopped. They are praying a different prayer. So God is going this direction and you are moving this direction and you want to see him. You will never. So when you have a word, you begin to pray and act over that word until the word has happened. Are you here, somebody? Are you following or you're not even following? So when you check in the scripture, Jesus comes at the boat of Peter. In Luke chapter 5, the scripture say, Jesus comes there. Hello. Ask your neighbor that, were you on hope or on faith? What are they saying? They are saying it was faith. Ask them, what did it produce? Ask them, that does your faith work? Tell your neighbor that, change the gear. Tell them, go to faith now. Move out of hope. How many say, I think I was using hope? Okay. Do you know? Listen, some of us, where we get our confidence, I have got the voice. If I show you my notes, it's oracle, what God said. I have something that I actually. Now, I want to show you something. So Jesus comes at the beach. He begins to preach. He enters into a boat. After preaching, he talks to Peter. He says, Peter, cast your net. I want you to see this. This is another business in Bible Jesus is saving. The first Bible, the cattling business at the wedding. Jesus saved it because the business owner believed the word. And the mass business actually received great recommendation that the wine that they saved was even the best, even at the end. This man now, the whole area began to hire this person. You're not getting what I'm trying to say to you. Now we see another business of a man by the name Peter. Are you here, somebody? Peter had a very serious business. So Peter, the boat he had was not for feeding people. It was not for transport. It was for fishing. He had a business, a company, well established for fishing. He was in the fishing industry all his life. He knew what is fishing. If you study fishing, you know exactly that this could only be a miracle. When he said, cast the net to the deeper water. Peter, as a fisherman who understood fishing, what Jesus was saying was impossible. We are not supposed to cast the net on the deeper waters. We're supposed to cast the net on the shallow waters. So what Jesus is saying is impossible. He does not know what he's talking about. So Peter said, Master, wait a minute. We tried the whole night and we caught nothing. However, at your word. Then it jumped from hope to what? Faith. What is faith? Faith is believing what he says. Are you following somebody? Ask them, but do you have any word you are believing God for? Tell them, that's where the biggest problem is coming from. So do not confuse hope and faith. So we have people like me. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. Where are you getting it? Who told you? What are you believing? There must be substance. There must be something that you hold on to say, I believe in this word. I am healed. It is written. It is said. My prophet said it. Peter said, at your word, I'm going to do it. And guess what? He only took one net. And he cast it. And the Bible says he could not even pull it. Because the fish was too much. How did the miracle happen? Somebody will say, no. What about those people who never heard anything about Jesus and he healed them? Wait, let me argue with you. Do you know what he told them? Then don't know Jesus and he missed them for the first time. Do you know what he told them? Take your mat and go home. That is the word. You are sick and you are being told, take your mat. And the man indeed rises up. He takes the mat. That is the faith you are talking about. There is a word you are acting upon. So if you want barriers to be broken, there must be a word. So when I stand here, I may even ask you, what did I declare during the day, in the morning? Most of you have forgotten. What did I say? You're like, what did Papa say? Then you will remain in hope. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I speaking to somebody? Tell your neighbor properly, say every barrier in your life, for it to be broken, mature from hope. Come on, I can't hear you. Now, I want to just show you this very importantly. In 2 Peter 1 verse 19. Okay. We also have something completely reliable. And you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day, until we have this message, until we have this prophecy, until what? We have a message. It says we'll take hold of this message. We pay attention to this message until the day dawns and the morning star. Until something has happened. So the pastor said, take this message as completely something reliable. Do you have a message? No. Just walking like this. I believe in God. Hallelujah. You can actually be preaching very well. You can be teaching very well, but you have no word that you are relying upon. You must have a word you are believing upon. I have prophecies written. Whatever God spoke to me, written there in my phone, in my notes. Like what this God said. God said this. God said this. God said this. Whatever my father, the major prophet, you better angel prophesied, I write it as something completely reliable. I have no question whatsoever. I have like maybe why? No, I have no whys. It will happen. It is something completely reliable. I don't operate in hope. Let's go to Romans chapter 4 verse 18. Let's read this. We'll read until verse 24. The Bible says, against all hope. Do you understand that? You didn't hear it. Against what? What happened? Abraham what? In hope he did what? Now, this is where I want you to understand this. He believed, so he became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him. He believed, wait a minute, he believed, and so became the father of many nations, just, come on, just as, so it was said, there was a message that he believed. That's why it was against all hope. It was not hope. He believed. Whatsoever was said to him happened because he believed. My God. In verse 19, I love this. It says, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old. And that Sarah's womb was also dead. In verse 20. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. He did not waver through what? Regarding what? In NKJV. Listen to this. Yet did he not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. In 21, my God. And being fully convinced that what God had promised, that same God who promised, he was also able to perform. In 22, my God. Hey. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. 21. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. In verse 24. But also for us, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. The Bible says he did not waver He did not stagger through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, believing that the one who spoke was able to perform. Ask your neighbor, are you using hope or faith? Now, you really need to tap that neighbor, say, neighbor, are you understanding this? Now, can you imagine how people who say, I don't know why, they have the audacity to ask, I don't even know why my things are not happening. Ask them, do you have a word you are acting upon? No. Do you have a prophecy? Yeah, I have a prophecy. So what are you doing? Let's go back in verse 19. Go back in verse 19. I want us to read together. 1-3, go read. So there was a womb that was dead. There was a womb that was dead. And God says, you will be a father of great nations. He did not consider the status. He did not consider the medical reports. He considered the spoken word. He believed the word and not the miracle. He believed the word and not the miracle. Do you believe in the word? So if I tell you now, you see, most people who come and testify, they'll be like, Papa said, and I did it, and it happened. Because there must be a message you must believe. There must be a Bible you must read and believe the word. Karamande, 1 Timothy 1, verse 18, and we are going to even go further and read up to verse 20. I want us to read together. 1-3, go read. Okay. Having what? And good what? There are people who reject this. To have a message of prophecy and act upon it and believe it. Paul says, don't be like them. They rejected the same message. And because of that, Satan is dealing with them. The whole kingdom of Satan is dealing with this. Paul said, my son Timothy, he said, pay attention to any prophetic message that you ever heard from me. Whether it was a declaration. He said, pay attention. Because if you pay attention, you will fight a good warfare. Am I talking to somebody right? And he says, having faith and good conscience. Because it is very important to understand there must be a message for faith to be produced. Otherwise, just be having hope. There are people out there who are also actually having hope that they'll get a job. They are not in church, but they're actually saying, one day I'll get a job. You too, you are saying, one day I'll get a job. What's the difference? Tell me, what's the difference? Do you know, as you're sitting like this, some are benefiting and some are not benefiting? Do you know why? Hebrews 4 verse 2. I want us to read together, okay? If you're able to read together, we can actually read together. 1-3, go read. But the word, which they what? Simple. The word which they what? Did not what? Why? Not being mixed. Not being mixed with the faith. So you can hear the word, but you must mix it with your faith. And you can't have faith without hearing the word. God said to Abraham, leave your father and your mom. So when he was leaving his father and his mom, he was acting on the what? On the word. I'll make you a great nation. He was acting on the word. Now, we have a lot of you sitting here, watching me across the world, and you think you have faith. Like, the faith I have, it can move mountains. Even in heaven, they are shocked. Like, where is he getting the audacity? Like, you're acting on what? There must be a message. If I tell you now, if I say, you are healed, you say, Dad said I'm healed. The prophet said I'm healed. So when you are acting on the word, read again Joel 2 verse 11 and we finish. Read again Joel 2 verse 11. It says what? The Lord gives voice before his army. Who is his army? We are his army. For his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can enjoy it? Do you know you can enjoy the day of the devil? The devil can actually afflict you and you can endure the affliction of the devil. But you cannot endure the wrath of God. You are not understanding what I'm talking about. He is that terrible. God is so terrible that we can endure the affliction of Satan. And we can pray against it and walk out. But you cannot endure the wrath of God. So, what can we say then? In Psalm 107, verse 20, the scriptures say what? He sent. What did he send? His word. Now, come on, read it. One, two, three, go, read. Do you understand that? What did God send? So if you have to have faith, you must have faith in what he has said. It is what delivers you. It is what heals you. There must be a word. And the reason the prophetic ministry exists, it is because you must have a message from God. You must act, believe on the message, not a miracle. So we have people now thinking, I'm believing that miracle happened. I believe in miracles. But this is how I believe in miracles. I believe in the message for that miracle. So we have people who are believing in the miracle now. Like, I'm believing that miracle. That miracle happened. Me, I'm saying I'm believing that word will happen. Are we the same? Are we the same? Someone believing a miracle is someone believing the word. Are we the same? Like, it will happen. You will see it will happen. Yeah, even me, I believe in miracles. And I also say it will happen. Because there is a word I'm believing. There is a message that I'm believing at. It's not just I'm like, it will happen. I'm believing that it will not, I promise you, nothing will happen. What you are actually basically doing, it's what unbeliever outside is also saying. They're also saying that this year, you know what? By the end of this year, I'll be a millionaire. And they're also saying the same things. The difference is they believe on things. We believe on the word.